Hi, this is Karin Weiss and welcome to the Medicus Mundi Switzerland Health for All podcast. And today we talk with Violet Chifunda, a young journalist from Zambia dedicated to empower young people and advocating for issues related to sexual reproductive health and rights. She's program coordinator for the youth-led organization Young Women with a Vision. She is the co-founder of Game Changers Grad, which presents a groundbreaking initiative aimed at fostering entrepreneurship, capacity building, and youth-led startups to spearhead innovative solutions in reproductive health. Hi, Violet. Thank you so much for being my guest at the Medicus Mundi Health for All podcast today. Welcome to this episode.
Hi, Karin. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very pleased.
You are a very passionate young leader with a clear vision for the future Zambians' youth. That is, that young people know their rights, use their skills for entrepreneurship and startups. Where does this clear vision come from?
From the young age, from primary school, I noticed that most of the time my classmates will be in grade five. They'll stop coming to school because maybe they've gotten married or maybe they've just told them to stop going to school. So it became like something that really used to bother me. I really wanted to know, why are these young people not doing the best? Why are we not having young women or women in the parliament or in the government or just in the boardrooms? So this is something that really, it's personal when it comes to young people and just advocating for their rights. It's something that is personal. So my inspiration or my goal came from the fact that it's something that I see every day and I wanted to change that. So how can I change that? So you know how it is. You start little by little, and in one way or another, I want to make a change and a difference. So that's where it all comes in.
The vision of your organization, Young Women with a Vision, is to have a generation of courageous young women who believe in themselves and their capabilities. What's the current situation of young women in your country? Don't they believe in themselves?
It's, I can say it's a 50-50. We have young women, young girls who are very passionate about their rights, who knows their rights and who are practicing their rights. Again, on the other hand, we have young people who know their rights, but they are not practicing it. And again, we have another set of young girls, young women who don't really know anything about that. So when you come to Zambia and the situation when it comes to young women and especially when it comes to being vulnerable to sexual reproductive health and rights, we still have a gap. Just a few months ago, last year, that was December, we had a report from only one province, that is Eastern Province. We had about 3,000 young girls who got pregnant before the age of 18. That was 3,000. This year, in February, the number rose from 3,000 to 30,000 in one province. So which is like, we still have a lot of work to do. We are getting there. We have so many advocates that are coming in to talk about sexual reproductive health. We have the television, the national broadcasting. They are bringing in programs where young people can learn. We have the comprehensive sexuality education that has been introduced in the school curriculum. That's from 6th grade. So at least we are starting from the early age. But again, we are just emphasizing on parents, again, practicing that part. Because when a parent tells you something, it's something that is going to stick. But we still have social and cultural norms that brings in that you say a parent cannot talk to their child about sexual reproductive health because it's a taboo. You know where you're trying to teach your child about sexual reproductive health, but you're not saying the actual terms of a body part. So you, instead of saying, I don't know if I could use them, I can use the actual words, right? Yes. So instead of saying a vagina, you say a flower. So that child will know that this is a flower, but the next child will not know that that's a flower, or the next parents will not know that that's a flower. So I feel we still have a gap in Zambia. We're still doing our best, but we still need to do more.
And are you working mainly with young girls or also with young boys?
Initially, we were more concentrated on young women and all that, but now we have put in the boys as well. So we've now realized that a lot of young boys are being sexually abused. They also need some financial literacy. Like, you know, there's that, because the boy child is usually neglected. We always have campaigns about the girl child, how is that, all these things, organizations being funded for girl child, but a boy child is being neglected. So we've also incorporated boy children because we have a lot of reports as well that are coming in to say a boy child was sodomized and all that. But again, you find that young men or boys, even when they are abused, they'll not report. Because I don't know if it's just here or it's all over, but when it comes to Zambia, when a male is abused by a female, and the reports to whether the government authorities, whoever authority they are going to abuse, the first thing they will do, they will laugh. They will laugh at them because, you know, a man genetically and society believes the man is supposed to be muscular and they're supposed to be, you know, the head of everything. So they'll be like, how can a woman abuse you and all that? So it will be a laughing stock and all that. So you find that a lot of young men feel like they shun away from going to authorities and reporting such. So now we saw that was the gap. You know, you as entrepreneurs, as advocates, we look at the problem that you have and then you try to find the solution to that problem. So we saw that there was a gap when it comes to boys and men, and we incorporated that to say, okay, let's have men as well. Let's hear from them. Let's hear their stories and let them give us the solution that they want us to do. So we are now, though we only have a few men and a few boys, but we are praying by the end of the year, we'll have an equal number from the girl side as well as the boy side.
I've read that in Zambia, around 66% of children marry under the age of 15 and many remain by 18. Strong peer pressure to drink alcohol and experiment with drugs and unprotected sex results in high incidences of HIV, sexually transmitted disease, and unwanted pregnancies. Is that a reason why so many young girls drop out of school?
That is one of the reasons that young girls drop out of school, especially when it comes to peer pressure, alcohol abuse. It's like a trend. Right now, when you're in high school, those days used to be high school, grade 10 up to grade 12. That's why you're like, oh no, I want to be this, I want to be that. But now it's starting from as low as grade 5, grade 6, because of social. I think I'm going to blame it on social media as well, because when you look at social media, we are different. How Africans are made, like our tradition and our beliefs, it's totally different from the Western world. So when you look at movies that you watch on Disney, the movies that you watch on different channels and all that, it's like it's showing us, oh, you can have a boyfriend when you're as young as that. No, we can do this when you're as young as that, which is now corrupting our minds. So peer pressure is one of it, because everybody wants to be cool. Everybody wants to go drinking on a drinking spree. Everybody wants to do drugs. They just want to test. When it comes to teenagers, the teenage age is like an experimental age. You want to experiment life. You want to feel that vibe to say, okay, I've done this, I've done that. So I feel a lot of drinking, alcohol abuse, a lot of unprotected sex, because you're going into these relationships. Let me tell you something. When it comes to Africa, Zambia specifically, 18 years old, I will be not allowed. 18 years old, I'm a legal citizen. I can do anything on my own. That's the government's thing. But when it comes to teenagers having boyfriends, having girlfriends, it's not allowed. So now me as a teenager, I have a boyfriend. Who am I going to talk to? I'm going to talk to my parents, say, mommy, I have got a boyfriend. What should I do? So I'll now experiment. I'll read something on the internet. I'll watch something on the internet and say, oh, this is how it's done. And then at the end of the day, we have so many reports of teenage pregnancies. It's not that they wanted to be pregnant. It's because they did not know how to do it safe. Young people are having this. And that's just the fact. they're having sex. So are we going to stay here and pretend it's not happening? No. If they are doing that, let's teach them the safe way of doing that so that we avoid sexual transmitted infections, we avoid unwanted pregnancies, and we avoid unsafe abortions. So teenage pregnancy, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, peer pressure, those are some of the factors that really contribute to young girls dropping out of school when they were in Zambia.
So how do you step in and support these young women? You're at school and you start to talk to them, or how do you initiate the interaction with the young girls?
So the first thing that we do, because our primary audience, it's young girls in school and young boys in schools. So, you know, we cannot have one-on-one sessions every time. So we would have maybe weekly sessions, monthly sessions in different schools. But what we have utilized is our social media, because that's where now everybody is. A child would listen to you, but once they see something on social media, they'll be like, oh, it was on social media, so it might be true, it might be what. So now we've utilized social media. It cannot only be on our page as the organization page, but also our personal.
How many women are enrolled in your mentorship?
Okay, so right now we are having a mentorship program. It started in January. It's a 6 month mentorship program away from the Game Changer Squad. It started in January and it will be ending next month. So on this platform, we have 20 women only and we have 5 men. So this mentorship program, it's all about startup. So this one is not touching any sexual reproductive health. It's just touching into the entrepreneurship. So it's the startup program for startup entrepreneurships. So this is the program that we are focusing on right now. And we have 20 women and 5 men. So altogether, we have about 25 people that are being mentored right now.
What exactly are you mentoring them on?
Learning how to be a good startup when it comes to entrepreneurship and networking. So in this group, we have a few people that are startups, like they don't do anything, they're just starting up. And we have those people that are already in entrepreneurship, and then they want to broaden their knowledge when it comes to what's needed and all that. And if you remember our 5 areas, we have personal branding, financial management, leadership, moral knowledge, and mentorship. So all these 5 areas are being touched. And you know, sometimes you'll be an entrepreneur, but you have no idea what is involved when it comes to entrepreneurship and all that. So the goal is to make sure that they network, they have the good mentorship, and they have the good financial management that they have. So that's our area of focus right now. And our goal is to ensure that they network with different, not only the people that they are in that mentorship program, but as well as broad. Different entrepreneurs in the country that we have.
What kind of entrepreneur are they?
These entrepreneurs it's coming in from talent growth and skills development. So all the people that are in this program, they are using their talents or the new skills that they have learned. So we have makeup artists. We have artists like people that draw. I don't know how we put people that draws and make all those pictures and all that. We have such people. We have graphic designers. We have presenters. Like, you know, I have a voice. I can host and all that. We have presenters as well as hairstylists, makeup artists. So these are entrepreneurs that are using their abilities, their talents and skills that they've learned. And we also have cooks, bakers, and all that. So these are entrepreneurs that are using their skills as well as their talents.
Please share a success story of one of your young ladies who changed her life thanks to your support.
It has been one of the emotional stories that we've had. So in 2022, we had an outreach. It was an awareness event. And we invited 12th grades, 11th grades, and 10th grades. And it was all girls. So this young girl was in the audience, and she was at that point where she felt like she wanted to stop school because she felt like she was dumb. Regardless of how much she writes, regardless of how much she reads, studies, and everything, go for tutors, she would always fail. even at her final exam in grade 12, she failed. She only passed in one subject. So event finished and everything like that. Then this lady approached and she was like, I heard what you said. I think I can relate to that, but I don't know how I can do it because I've been trying my best, but it's not working. And then we enrolled her in one of our mentorship programs. She discovered what she was good at. She went back to school, redid the exams, and she passed. Right now, she was a managing director at one of Zambia's biggest banks, that is Zanaco Bank. Like, really heard that, and it's touched us. That's been our success story because it's something that we never saw coming and it just came in. So this girl, she's Taizia Tanzana, and she's really doing well. She's not really a girl now, she's a woman and all that. So that has been one of our success stories.
What are your aspirations for the future? What do you hope for?
Our aspiration and my aspiration personally for the future, I want to see a generation where young people fully understand their abilities and young people really have the efficacy to stand up for themselves and advocate for their rights, regardless of being sexual reproductive health or just general human rights. I want to see a situation where young people are able to be to be in politics and to see them. I want to see one of my young people to be the next president, but I want us to have a president who is 35, who's 29. I want us to have young people in parliament. I want to see young people debating in parliament for, and I equally want to see a generation where we have a support from our elders, not only to see us as young people that don't really have a say or young people that are not serious about themselves, but I want to see a generation where we have support from our parents that sees us as future leaders, not only future leaders, but leaders of today.
Thank you so much for this very interesting talk and for being my guest at the Medicus Mundi Switzerland Health for All podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a great time and I'm really honored that you really reached out.
This was the Medicus Mundi Switzerland Health for All podcast with Karin Weiss. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and on our website. To spread the message, please leave a comment on our website, share and like it. Stay tuned and watch out for the next episode where we will talk about another innovative initiative in sexual reproductive health and rights.